Be still and know. In the early part of his public ministry, Jesus went back to Nazareth, his old home, and preached in the synagogue. He made bold and daring claims concerning his mission and program, which astonished his old neighbors. "Is not this the carpenter?" they asked. "Where did this man get all this? Back to the carpenter shop, back to the ordinary life. You are claiming and attempting impossible things." Author and commentator John R. Gunn states that such experiences are common to every young man who is enthusiastic with life and its impossible possibilities. Let a youth dare to tell of his castle in air, let him tell of his dreams, announce his high purpose in life, intimate his call to undertake impossible ventures, and some will say, "Is not this the carpenter youth we all know perfectly well? Who does he think he is?" They will say, "He is beside himself. He must be held down. When he gets older, his blood will cool and he will forget these foolish dreams." You young people, don't listen to that cynical advice which would bottle up your enthusiasm, which would puncture your air castle. Think of the Tom Dooleys, the Alexander Graham Bells, the Charles Lindberghs who dreamed and dared to make their dreams come true. Remember what the Apostle Paul said to young Timothy. Let no man despise thy youth. Your dreams are an index to your possibilities. Don't be afraid to follow your visions and ideals if they are worthy. Buckle on the armor of faith and begin the battle. Dare to undertake the impossible. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from 1 Timothy. Let no man despise thy youth.